You're a super husband. Ugh, but you're probably making the same three mistakes that a lot of husbands make. Okay, let's talk and let's stop these mistakes. I think husbands are awesome. Why do I think husbands are awesome? Because I'm a husband. But come on, guys, you know what? We got three things we got to figure out here, and we got to just really dial in on this so we don't turn into that failing husband. And we know, we got buddies, right? We got buddies that are husbands, and we hear about the epic fails as a husband. And there's times in a marriage where you feel like you just literally can't do anything right. But let's understand women here just a little bit about three areas that we keep failing in that we could actually do really good at. All right, so let's talk about what this looks like so that we can have a better relationship with our wives and we can just do awesome. The first one is we tend to not be very good at listening. You know how your wife's talking to you and she talks about everything and everyone. It's always about people. It's either people or kids or people or kids. They're always talking about people. And I know us as husbands, what we do, sooner or later we tune them out. Because it's like, really? I don't want to talk about people. Us as guys, we tend to like machines, like snow machines, motorcycles, cars, trucks, campers, four-wheelers. You know, we just like all this machine stuff. And I'm not saying we're all that way, but we tend to think about all the things we want to build, change, adjust. And then here we are having these discussions or trying to listen to our wives talk about people. Women have a mind and a heart that is connected to a whole bunch of people. And a woman sorts out what's going on in her mind by talking about it. And when we act like we're listening, but we're not listening, they have to keep telling more and more and more and more stories until they get feedback from us that we're listening. When a woman knows she's being listened to, then it validates her that she's solving problems. But if she senses for a moment we're not listening, then she's got another 10 stories to tell you. Because she's trying to work things out by talking about them. Now, us as guys, we tend to like do things while our wives are talking to us. And when we're doing things while our wives are talking to us, the stories are longer, the stories are bigger, and you'll notice that they keep getting more and more dramatic. What she's trying to do is get your attention. She doesn't even know what she's doing in this situation, but she's trying to get your attention. If you could give your wife good, solid attention and hear how everybody's doing, listen to what everybody did wrong for the day, and you give her good, solid attention and don't fix anything. Don't fix anything. Just listen and be engaged in the conversation. The conversation will be more precise, more together. She'll feel good. She'll feel like she can work things out. She might ask you a couple questions. Be part of the questions. And you'll notice she will look at you like you're a super husband. Like you're the coolest thing since sliced cheese. And it's just like, you're just amazing as a man. A woman wants to be heard. And the more you try to block and not listen and go through the same thing every day, it's going to get worse. You're going to fail as a husband. And she's going to build up feelings about you, about what you're not good at. When you're not a good listener, then other things you do are not good either. But when you're a good listener, you could burn dinner and she's still gonna give you a kiss and go, thanks, honey, for trying. I'm not kidding. When you're a good listener, you could fail on smashing and ruining dinner. You could run into a fence post with your vehicle and she'd be like, oh, honey, are you okay? But if you're not a good listener, then she'll say, you ruined our truck. Because if you're not a good listener, you just dropped your status down to you're a problem. And then you're going to get nitpicked and you're going to have critical thinking come at you. I'm not kidding. I have coached and mentored, thousands of couples to know where us guys glitch. To a woman, to your wife, listening skills takes us up to that super husband level. And we can make other mistakes, and they just roll with it. They just go, oh wow, well we can take care of that. Because when you're a good listener, you're one of them. And you've been accepted, qualified, seen as valuable because you have good conversations with her. And she'll protect you. She'll watch over you. She'll make sure that you're okay as long as you're a good listener. But if you're not a good listener, you are in for it. And you'll feel like you can't do anything right. Well, because you missed the first step. The first step is be a good listener. It's a game changer and a life changer. And it's going to help the two of you be so much closer together. And you will have the title of super husband. And I'm not kidding. Everything else goes so much better when you've been a good listener. Next on this, a husband without a vision is irritating to a wife. Sooner or later, your wife is going to ask you, honey, what do you think about this? And if you say, I don't know, what do you think, sweetie pie? You just gave her information that starts to threaten her life. A woman thinks about 10 years ahead, 15 years ahead. When she was 5 years old, she was thinking about her wedding. She's thinking about what her dress is going to be like and what the weather's going to be like. She was already planning her wedding at 5 years old. So a woman thinks way far ahead. And so a woman already naturally has vision. And when she asks you what you think about things and you got no vision, well, now she feels like she has to take care of you. Now she feels like you're one of the kids. You're not actually a husband working side by side with her, because a woman wants somebody who has a vision about where you're going as a family, where you're going as a couple. But when you don't share anything in the form of a vision of how you see how this is going to work out, you just lowered your status way down the totem pole. She could even go to the kids and say, kids, what do you think? And the kids will say, Mom, I think it'll be fun. Let's do this. Let's bring treats. The kids have more vision than you do. Now, the mistake a husband makes is thinking, well, if I say something, she's just going to come above my idea and not even listen to my idea. And that's true. A woman already knows. She already knows what she's thinking. She already has a vision. She wants to see if you have anything to contribute. And it's so true. She wants to see if you have anything to contribute. So contribute something. Stay engaged in the conversation. That's how women talk, is they stay engaged in the conversation over and over and over again. And they just layer and build it together. But us as men, we kind of like claim our ideas and put a lot of value into our one idea. And as soon as we share, then she's going to top it. And what she wants is she wants you to add. And then she's going to add. And then you add. And you literally build the vision together. But a husband without a vision gets dropped down the totem pole of value, and it will drive her nuts. And you will fail as a husband. You can't do anything right. So number one, listen. Number two, have something to say. Don't ever say, I don't know. Have something to say. And you'll notice a higher level of respect. She'll include you things. She'll watch over you. She'll take care of you. She will love you. She'll protect you. She will just love you. She loves it when you have vision about where you're going in life. Next is the selfish love thing. You know how us as guys, how we can go for days without a hug or a kiss. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, you know what? I want some love now. And then we go find our wife and then we be all lovey on them so that we can get some love back. That's called selfish love. A woman loves to be adored, which means she likes to be hugged every day. She likes to be kissed every day. She likes to know that each day there's love and romance. Each day. It doesn't have to be flowers every day or a box of chocolates every day. That's not what she's looking for. But a woman loves to feel adored. And that means a gentle hug, play with her hair, compliment her outfit, give her little kisses, get her and go in the kitchen and do a little slow dance together. Just these little things every day, every day. A woman loves to feel loved every day, just a little bit. Now, us as guys, that seems like a little too much. Like, what? We don't need to do that. But a woman does love that. So us as guys, we can fail as a husband thinking like a man. But in a marriage, we think about the way the other person is thinking, how our wives are thinking, and how their mind actually functions. A woman gives a lot of service, a lot of opinions and help and kindness to people. So they give a lot. And what a woman lacks is that receiving of love. And so you can really help your wife heal better, mend her relationships better. You can really help your wife build her confidence in herself by giving a little bit of love every day. Like right now, as soon as you get done watching this video, go find her. Go give her a hug, go give her kisses, maybe put a song on and just go grab her and just do a little slow dance. And then that's it. That's it. But you start to hug her and kiss her, she's gonna think, oh boy, he wants all my attention right now. No, we're the kind of husbands that can bring it every day. We bring the love. You want a confident wife who believes in herself and she's super motivated and loves life, then give her love every day. She's kind of like a flower. And if you only have the sunshine shine on her once every 7 to 10 days, she's gonna shrivel up and she's not gonna do okay. A woman is just like a flower who needs some sunshine every day. And so you as the husband, you're the sunshine. And go give her some sunshine every day. A little bit of love builds your wife's confidence. And wow, let me just share with you. My wife, when she is confident and she's in that space of confidence, super in tune, knowing what to do and what not to do for the family, our family moves forward in such a huge way when my wife is confident. When she's not confident, we struggle as a family. And I bet you've noticed the same thing. I want to be a super husband. And the way I'm going to do that is a little bit of love every day. Okay, husbands, let's make 3 changes. Got the 3. Let's do the work. Let's pay attention. Let's activate our super husband side. And let's love our wives. It's what they're looking for every day.
Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here, and thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.